Tene ta thari ke kapsu ngara dana khyambala la charju chong. Tene ta ti khyambala la njor. Tene tanda ngarang ke thambi chu ke korne tezi doling dawa seju chongwa te pe gavu chong la. Te chongwa te la tuji che kyuji che taan. Tini teyaan tachirdo sanyi ke kapsu tanda kembo kankher rinpo chi ke song. Tini tanda tesi rondo ke donga te tesi hyoju kodik na watar to te hyoju re la. Tini nanyi lo huma la te Bolder la, che hune, ta mekanga gabu chong, te pe sepeng topo na chong, song, sumudu la, tene te pe yapu chong la, tene te tuji che, ta tari, chu kandreban rabu hyuji chong la, pe gabu chong la, te yendo, tene tanda, chitang aranso, chu kandolin rabu che chong te, ta che mahompa la, pento yapu njunga ke cherto, Tene tangpo truwa chepa, rela, tena jasi hiwa laga saun na, tene kone saun te niklo, tan tene tetar radon sen saun, nijuk jung jepra chawe, chara, sen nan tetar zain te to suwa rela, shonchu chu to sen chi ne, tene te jepa, kompel to tong ke chara la, sen te zain te gugi wari, Sungiore Latin, teacher na, chair number two, a typical to Saint Pepe, say Kahiki.
I'm really delighted to be able to come here to Shambhala and to be able to come to Shambhala, to arrive here, and have this opportunity to talk about the Dharma with all of you. I'm very happy and I'd like to thank you all very much. And so, starting from tomorrow, we have the teachings on Kempo Gangsha Rinpoche, his instructions naturally liberating whatever you meet. And so, we have the preparations, we've made the organization preparation to do that. And recently, I've had a chance to teach them in Boulder, and everyone is very happy about it and said it was very helpful, and so that is very good. And I'd like to thank you all for the opportunity to teach them again. I'm really delighted to have the opportunity to speak about the Dharma with all of you. So basically, when we are all talking about the Dharma, we need a way to be able to make it grow better, make it grow stronger and stronger in ourselves. And so for that reason, I would like to first this evening talk about things to encourage ourselves and to inspire ourselves. And so it is as, it's like Shantideva said in the way of the Bodhisattva. Therefore the wise, when they have grasped bodhicitta, in order to inspire themselves and practice, they sing its lofty praises. And so when you develop bodhicitta, what we need to do is we need to increase it. We need to strengthen it and make it stronger. And in order to do that, what we do is we praise it. We inspire ourselves. And so for that reason, I thought I would like to spend this evening talking about inspiring things.
Tanda cerdo ta ngara perna injiki higi o mare tene loza o jin higi gugi o re la te tsom do yo mazi ta chu hi pe kap la pe tsik ndik po ta ta sapu tende yapo chi yo mare te yin na ya tanda ngara la kari o re se na tene tang tang be chu kimbo kanger tsor si pe ke lama chi sin che par ti mon bon jal de na ne tan kimbo kanger ke me nga go on te se na kimbo kanger ra jal jal song tu dong a top ta tin de im bi cher na de ne nga ran la sin la bi yo mare te ta lama sin la che par ti hu o ji re la ti cher na ta re che nam ba la Tene ti kor te kyo ju chunga te pe gabu chunga pe chenpun chung chuka rewa yo la te yendo ta tanda che namba ya ta chitanga le da se nam denpe onke cherto tambi chu chuka la hiu tupa tene te inane miksal to tene chu chung chung borun boche hyal njal song tu dong wa to ta tin de nyom to pa che ta de ta bu nyom lin to pa de pe e kal ba sang bu chung re la de ne ta de cher na dan da ti kor de te chi hyo gi yin
So now when I teach, I don't teach in English because I don't speak it very well, and so we have to do it through a translator. And not only that, some people are very eloquent and say profound things, but I'm not one of them. But what I do have is I met many great lamas, primarily Kenpo Gangshar. And I actually met Kenpo Gangshar personally. I heard him speak his words from his own mouth, and I received his instructions. And although I don't have any blessings of my own, there are the blessings of the great lamas that we can receive. And so I think that to be able to speak about this is something that definitely will be extremely helpful for all of you. And for all of you in the same time, you all have the good karma. You all have the merit to be able to enter the gate of the Dharma. And not just entering the gate of the Dharma, especially to be able to meet Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche and to hear his voice, to hear him give the instructions. To be able to practice this is extremely fortunate. And so because it's so fortunate, I thought I'd like to speak about this this evening.
Rukyo thambe lo la, tene chitanga pe la, pe gongta se na jing ngenpa shungare. Pe tenpa tenzo nyam, tene me la dunghal mambo chong, kangal mambo chong, jing ngen mambo tre, ta tende chungare te. Yena ya sanji ke tenpa jeta, tene te yendo tanda, ta sijal ke yudru namche ongta se na, Tene tambi chuka go te thuma chewa na yin chungwa re la. Te kapsa la ta ngaran tsu peki la se na jengi trusu xaar singi te chungwa re la. Ta te kapsa la jengi mba chungwa re te jengi trusu xaar ne. Tene pe la tambi chuka yoyopa te rimji rimji go tsi patawa. Tene te yaa jitong go janga chunga go ka kong la. Tene pe la tambi chuka targa yuwa re se na tambi chuka. Targe yore, tombe chu yapu hito targe yore. Rete yinaya, ta pela yon strapala, kanri rawe korwe hinkam so se sungi yore la, kanri rawa tege korne, kanri rawa ge nanla, tombe chu te tar, tene tela tusonga onto sena yandra, nyamni gambu onto sena yandra, tene trubatope ge jibu onto sena yandra, onte samji majapa. Chepar chi mambu chepare. Re te yinaya te kongri rawa te galne tene ta te tambi chu njitin che kong mambu la ta tarju ke kokap nabu te majungwa re la. Tene ta te chitong ke janga chunga gulo ke chengi te seungne tene kongri rawa te gal. Tene te yendo janso chenpo te gal. Tene te la sanji ke tenpa rimji Nusu sulasopi yudru mambo la dharju yapa chunga chay thang. Ti nani miksal to tene tambi chu chu go sinkin rabo te ta chu jom chumpa rinpo che pebare la. Chu jom chumpa rinpo che ke tu chi tong melom jachin bu go ne chitang ke pe ne jagar la pe. jagarne tene chujal ke yudu ten zola pepne tene ta tambe chuje go tomar chene tene tambe chu dar ta tende chungare la te tene tanda chitang tene tambe chu te kang me se ke pento chimbo yin ba te ta te na ne mixal to tene chap je tumbor mbo che pe yin don mandawa ke tuchi don nanam ja chimbo don te ba che chambare
So during the years of 1958 and 59 and 60, in Tibet, we had a lot of difficulties. In Tibetan terms, it was a great disaster. There was a lot, the teachings were in great danger. There were people who experienced great sufferings and incredible hardships. It was a very difficult time. That's in terms of Tibet, but when we think about it in terms of Buddhism as a whole, and foreign countries in particular, then it's like actually the opportunity that allowed us to open the gate of the Dharma. And so in a way we could say, it's like we say in Tibetan, when you take difficulties as your friend. And so there were difficulties and problems that happened, but we used them as the friend. And so when we think about it, before 1958, was there Dharma in Tibet? Did it spread well in Tibet? Of course there was. It did spread well. But when we think about it, it is as we say in Tibetan, within the fence of the snow mountains. And so surrounded by the fence of the snow mountains, the Dharma spread. It flourished within Tibet in terms of listening and contemplating, or in terms of practice and meditation, or in terms of the great masters of meditation who appeared. There were an incredible numbers of great masters. And so, there was no opportunity before then for the Dharma to cross that fence of the snow mountains and spread in all the other different realms of the world. But in 1959, because of all the hardships and difficulty, the Dharma did cross the fence of the snow mountains. The Dharma crossed the great oceans, and it's from then that the teachings of Buddhism were able to spread throughout the entire world. It's like the door was open to them. And in particular, the person who opened the door to the gate of the Dharma was Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. It's because of his compassion and his great aspirations. He went from Tibet to India, and then from India to foreign countries. And so he's, when you think about it, who was it who first opened the door to the Dharma? It was him. And after that, the Dharma has been able to flourish here. And this has really brought many people the great benefit of the Dharma. And so this is because of the vastness of the compassion and aspiration of the Lord of Refuge, Trungpa Rinpoche, that this has occurred.
Tene ta te kapsula ta chirdo konga tuchi ton nalonga topchi tene ta tanda hyarsho ne nubchu la tambi chute tene jachewar pel tene na ne nubchu ka na ne jang ta te to zeyt ne tene jang amirka lumba la miksal ka zikpa chayta tene na ne miksal to tene tanda nevas kosha de ta kongri yiki ki chenji zai yung kapsu la tene tambi chu pelwe ke ne dan tambi chu nyamsa lembe ke ne chepar chento se gong zai tene te shinji lap ta tende nangwa re la tene te ta yendo mandawa ke tuchi ito melo ja chenpo yeba chay tan tene ta te yendo che namba dulja ge lomma tham chi yena ya ta che lo ja zong ta ni ja zong ge ngan la tene chang america lumba la che namba ko che wa yi yo na tene chi tang ge ta lumba ya ji che bo re de ji pu song su ba yong ge re te yena ya song ho do ji ti bi tham bi chu zong ti sen ki ti pe ka le ka bo na bo ji jung ge yo re la tene da dela mixal ge chujom chumbar bo chi ge tene tambe chu de tene nuju la pelwe ge kokap te da che namba lhomma cho tene mei che wa lembe ge dukap te ni lin te to zam ne tene perna ngaran cho pe ge khajin la depe alon ton tu ji tak chu se ge la tu ji tak chu se da tene a tak chu te tap sa che alon che yo na tene tel ta ta zong tu ge tene alon te me na tene tak chu te yo na yo zong tu ge yo ma re la a pe te yen do che nam ba ge depe alon te yar tem ba ta tene tap ji tum bar mo che ge tu ji tak chu te mar chang wa ni de te tu ne tene del ba chu ma te pe cher do zong be lai dei nane nuju ge la chu tar we ge tinchin zong be ge jo dei nane cheran su durja kal ba tan tem ba tan chi tan be chu chu go la chu be ge tmo ma yin be chen ra bo ta ten de chu ma te kal ba zang bo pe chu ma re
And so it's because of his compassion and his aspirations that the Dharma was able to spread from the east to the west. It was able to spread very widely in the west. And it's not just that he thought about the western lands, but he thought about North America in especially. And within North America, within the countries of North America, he thought especially of Nova Scotia. He saw that this is a place where the Dharma could flourish. He saw that this is a place, where a really wonderful place for practice, a wonderful place, a place with wonderful blessings. He saw this and he felt this. And so this is happening because of his compassion and aspirations that are really unlike anyone else's. And so also, for you who are his students, you know, if you had been born 100 or 200 years earlier, you might have been born in North America, and it was a prosperous place, and that was fine. But it would have been, if you think, you know, would you have been able to encounter the secret mantra Vajrayana? It would have been difficult. So Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche came and he had the opportunity to spread the Dharma in the West. And then you all took a human birth, and these two have come together. And so it's because these two have come together. It's like we say in Tibetan, you have the islet of faith and the hook of compassion. And so if you have the eyelet, you know, then there's the hook. And the hook has something that it can grab onto. But if there is no eyelet there, there is nothing that the hook can grab onto. And so you all have that eyelet of faith that's sort of sticking up there. And then there was that hook of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche's compassion that was hanging down, and they met. And because of these, you know, his blessings, this is the great fortune. The Dharma was thus able to spread in the world and in the Western countries and particular. And so for you all, it's like this situation where you can practice that is most incredibly fortunate.
Yāngu kāma pā rāngziṃ rīpi dō jirī, tēnī tē yāndō xiexīn kōntrū rīmbō chē, tēnī kēmbō kāngxā rīmbō chē gā kundun nē, tūsōṃ gāngsōṃ gā nyōng līng nāng nē. Tī dāngwā tē, tēnī tā ngā rāngsō pēshī kī tō mā sōng nā, pōmbā kāngchō sē, pōmbē nōng lūpa nāng yīn, sē nē tā kōng gā, tūk gā pōmbā tē, dāngwā gā yā, kāng nē, tēnī chijār gā yodrū lā pē, Chijarga yudula pe ne, tini tanda kundu hiba yendo sani chepar jin, miksalga nebasa kohya la gong ne pe, tina la deng cha, zu la kong yin, ta tindi nangwege gadrin jongwa re la, tini chit namba yang kashi, ta nebasa kohya sani la sopa la, jeba yong yuwa re la, yang kashi sani yenda la chi pa yong yo re te yin na yang don be chue don te be kalba zang bo te chong ne te ni sani de na la po de na nyom le na ten de se de pe me se be kalba zang bo chong a che ta te ni ta te yang misal ge tan da chu jong tu mar bo che ge dong na o kap sa la ya te ni te yul du don tum ba Tene ta cher to tangpo chugo la shubu kapsu tangpo ne tene ta sanji chom tinte ji chan tangden ke chu tang nye den ke chu se rinpa yinto la song na wari la tangpo ne sab jing jia che wa jing nang na tene ta ichi che wa la ichi che mahto pandabu chong ichi che mahto na tangpo chu la ke mahto pandabu chong wa la gong ne ta tangpo namba sanji pi chu kor ma song wa che tene datan gom hine jitin genzen gom ne chu la gom chu ne rinpe ke tikpa che chung dangwa tenzo rimji rimji na tikpa che chung dangwa tenzo rimji rimji na ne tar tene kongri ke nyamdung tokpa tong tenpe ke tokpa ngote pa na tokpa ngote pa na ne nyamling kongpel to tangwa ke che tola tene ngan ro tong uhi nyamling tenzo rimba yendo nyamling na wa ke chol ta tende na wa re la te dangwa ke korem ta tuji ke zungtong ta loma jie sun zantang pe yendo mandawa Chepardon Papa in the Chung Yore.
And so, with this Dharma, when Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche was young, he was able to receive the instructions from the 16th Karmapa Rangchung Rigpe Dorje. From the Shechen Khontro Rinpoche and from Kenpo Gangsha Rinpoche. He received the instructions, he practiced through listening, contemplating, meditation. And with these instructions, it's like we say in a lot of texts, it's like filling a vase to the brim. And so it's like the vase of Trungpa Rinpoche's mind was filled to the brim with all of these instructions. And so then when he came to the West, bringing them all here. And as I said before, he came to this wonderful place, to Nova Scotia, and he established a seat here. He built this center and temple here. And so this is, he's really taking care of us with great kindness. And so of all of you who are here, there are some of you here who were born here in Nova Scotia. And then there are others among you here who were born in other places but encountered the Dharma. And because you encountered the Dharma, then were able to move here and practice the Dharma. And this is really incredibly fortunate that you have been able to do this, especially with the instructions that Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche gave. Because in these instructions, he taught them in a way that fits our time and situation. And so first, when people begin to enter the gate of the Dharma, for the beginners, it's like the Buddha. The Buddha taught two levels of meaning. He taught the guiding meaning and the definitive meaning. And so the reason for this is that if from the very beginning you teach all of the vast and profound meaning, then it's difficult for beginners to get their minds around it. It's difficult for beginners to understand and believe that. If that happens, then they aren't able to really practice the Dharma or engage in the Dharma. And so when Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche first started, he started first not by really teaching the Dharma per se, but instead by having people sit dachins. You'd practice shamatha meditation, meditate upon the Dharma, and through doing this, then gradually he introduced the teachings of the Hinayana and the Mahayana. He gave the instructions of the Hinayana and Mahayana, and then these were able to flourish. And then Through that, he then pointed out the nature of realization. And then in order to be able to develop our practices, he gave us the Ngundro preliminary practices and the main practices. And so he gave these instructions on practice. He gave us this order of instructions, and he taught it to us. He taught it in a compassionate way. He had a wonderful way of taking care of all of his students. It was really unlike anyone else's, and the most wonderful way of doing so.
Then that day, and though Kimbo Conherg, that take on the Siena, that Jerdo, then don't watch Chepperty, that Jetang, so hot doji to be chill, and Yomlin Chepperty, Mambo Chamberella. Yomlin Chepperty, Mambo Chamberna, that Kashi, then that town between Yomlin Chepper, Raptosu, and Gubandabota. Kashi, then it saddle to me be. Jitin Chichawaton Chi Lutang, Tene Tatanda, Tofu Tombata, Ember Nasala Sopala, Tennis Tumi Chiapati, Ne, Chunyam Linawaka, Shossel Mambo Chumare, Chumare, Yenaya, Tate, Tatin Sanka Capsula, Yina, Tesi, Tula Mabu Pandab, Tene Tula Mountain Bandabota, Tene Mupu Nature to Mountain Bandabo. That in the URL, Tene, Jarkab, Tum Tomate, Tene, Yurge, Luxor Tomate, Raboya, Unsegi URL, Tene, Teacherna, Tatanda, Chujum Tumber Bocheta, Tene, Kimbo Kankerkena, Dongwate, Chitang, Sam Jetane, Yamlin, Tene, Ta, Luigi, Gone, Ta Yajita, Dembe, Lumbache, Netan, Tumba. Main so a chal, tende now capsula, tene deep water, chumbo, tene madeva meba, tene tanda main so a tene, tene tatig, yarjitan tempe lumbal and so a chalwa tea, torm guba cheta, tin so a chalwa tela tene, tombichu in yonin the jeep maguba, tene jiggy tila, galdala masoa. Tenny, take it like Nyomdo, Nyomni, say Chopandabo. That in the Nanju Yabate, Pe, Tuchi, Yin to Mandawata, Pento Yin to Mandawa, Tende, Jamu Are La, De Yurgin Nesel Tumbata, Tushik Nesel Tumbata, Pe, Yabu, Jamu Are La, Tinite, Nyomni Nanjuta, Tinite, Gombe, Labjon Nanjutin, so pay Kalchen Bore, some Batabuto.
Now, with these instructions of Kenpo Gangshar, they're really wonderful instructions. And there are many, of course, there are many wonderful instructions on the practice of the secret mantra Vajrayana. And there are different ways that we do the practice. Some people feel that in order to practice, they have to go forth and become monastic. Others feel that they need to just give everything up and lead a real simple, uncomplicated lifestyle. They feel like they need to give up all of the affairs of this world and go off to some empty cave or some isolated forest and live this very simple yogic lifestyle. And so there are many people who have practiced in these ways. But in this day and age, if we were to try to practice like that, it doesn't really fit with our current times. It doesn't really match the situation that we are in. In fact, some of these things might even be illegal, or they might, they're probably, they go against the whole customs of the country. And so Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche and Kempo Gangsha Rinpoche realized that actually all we really need to do is practice with our own minds. And if we do that, then this is something that living here in a developed country, if we practice in this way, then it matches the lifestyles we have in this, that it matches it very well. It fits very well with this lifestyle. And there's nothing uncomfortable about doing these two together. When we lead these lifestyles in a developed country, we don't have to give up our lives in this developed country. But at the same time, it's not necessary for living in the developed country to make us forget the Dharma either. So these two do not contradict each other. They go together very well. We're able to continue our practice as well as we live in the, as well as living in the world. And so these are the instructions that Trungpa Rinpoche and Kenpo Gangchar gave that are really extremely beneficial, and unlike other instructions, they're instructions that really fit the situation of the country and the situation of the time that we are. And I think that it's really important for us to practice these instructions in this time and place.
Tene ta thela perna tanda jetsun malare pata vje yena tene ta thige kawachi tene emperala trafu la sopa la yo kawachi pati ta chi ngonsara chembo tene ngonsara chembo yimba tsomdo yo maze ta tindige Kawachi na kawachi ne tene kuzula madewa chong kuzula madewa chong ne tene gumba zu na tene kong kawachi ba te temin da bure re te yena yong kong ta ti kapsula tuchi tan tene me tu chong ala tene gumba ma zu ba tene ju yi ndra man da ga ma sim ba tene pe kawachi na kawate chu da tan ba kawate chu du bu ga tro sum ro ma to chu du bu ga par chi la ma song wa Shiro yapu yapa chayita. De tabu kawachi pinsen nyenro te tan zombilin kanga ki chien ki yuwaare, shi ki yuwaare, depa chie ki yuwaare, chepar tan papa chungaare. Chungaare te yinna ya tingsang ka kapsa tindri chie na mi ke te chancha tango ki yendrapo chayita. Tene depa chie ki chancha tango ki yendrapo chayile, depa chie ki yul mayin pandrapo. Tene chayi te kupa ri song pandrapo chayita. Yana Tungal Chinking Rizam Pandabuta, Tindichi, Unjere Latini, the Chudan Tamba, Yungi or Mariti, Yenaya, Theta, Majum Naya, Tangaran, so Tombichu, Yomsile, Tene, Tombichu, Yomsilemba Latini, Debuto, Yomlinto, Chudo Mangalwachi, that in the top duty, being Tinchin Zomba Yapushi, right on your head.
For example, we could think about Milarepa. Now, Milarepa went through extraordinary hardships. He went to these isolated places and he meditated in these mountain caves, going through incredible difficulties and hardships to do that. And so it's not only that he went through these hardships, but if he had, you know, gone through the hardships and then through undergoing such difficulty, if he had then become unhealthy and died, then all of his hardships would have been pointless. But because of his incredible compassion and because of his incredible activity, he was able to survive it. He was not only able to survive, but flourish this. This became something that for him was really harmonious with Dharma practice. The hardships became a friend in his Dharma practice. It was hardly an obstacle in the Dharma practice. But, and so because of his practice in this way, he has become someone whose name is known all over the world and who people all over the world feel great faith and devotion. So he's this wonderful person who appeared. But if we were to try to follow in his footsteps today, we wouldn't be someone that everyone was talking about, that maybe would be. We'd be someone that everyone was criticizing. It'd be just something that everyone would criticize about it. Forget about having faith and devotion. Everyone would say, what a stupid person for going and doing that. And we'd probably get arrested for trespassing at the same time. It's probably illegal, and so it wouldn't be at all, you know, harmonious with the Dharma. And so, but we don't have to do that. We can do the Dharma practice. And through doing Dharma practice, we can achieve results in our practice. We have the opportunity to practice in a way that does not contradict the Dharma in any way. We have all of the facilities that we need.
Tene
So that is enough for this evening. Now, tomorrow we will begin the actual instructions with the preliminary practices of the analytic meditation of the Pandita and the actual practice, the resting meditation of the Kusalu and so forth. But we'll leave that for tomorrow. And this evening we have a time for maybe one or two questions, if anyone has any.
Sir, as one of the leading teachers of especially the Kagyu lineage, is there any of the teachings, the Shambhala teachings of Chogyam Trungpa that are now being integrated into the education of the Kagyu monastics?
Da dila Rinpoche dine kazo kajupi ge lama kejin damba yindu tsamba la tanda ani Trungpa Rinpoche ge Shambhala e kazo menga de tanda ani kajupi ge shungnuk na kazo ne tigyo ribe se
tanda jitang ge da Shambhala e menga de da kajupi dongwa ge na ne tsor Rimba yendala sur surdu tani, tani karchewa, karchewa, tenzo chudu nang yapa, chudu nang ne, nyamsul lensul jaytang, tani nyamsul lang ne, tanda jay rabdu sunga zama yinpa, ta chimba tang, tani ta jay jipa tang, pinme rabdu sunga yinpa tang, rabdu sunga ma yinpa, Kangaga nyamsa lentap dewa tenso tsurdu ne samgyapa yin pichirna tenne kajibu kongso yore samari.
Generally, when you think about the instructions of the Shambhala teachings, then they're really within the Kagyu teachings. They're sort of like on the side. There are many of them that are very important. They're very helpful instructions that are like combined and collected in the way. So it's like he collected them and presented the way to practice. And when we practice them, then it's something that not just monastics, but householders, whether male or female. So householders and monastics, that everyone can practice. And it's easy for everyone to practice. And so he collected them, and it's like these all are contained within the instructions of the Kagyu lineage.
Thank you.
As you know, you are very precious to us for many, many reasons. And one is that you are one of the few people who knew Trungpa Rinpoche before he came to the West. And I was wondering if you would be willing to share with us what he was like as a young man. And did you have any idea that he would ever be able to do something like this?
Ta Rinpoche ge ngatso la ne kaso pe karin chenpo yore ngatso junsen mambo la tene pe Rinpoche ge chenpo tsigi yore ta chik kari yore sana tene Rinpoche ge ane Trungpa Rinpoche nucho ma pe ngyo na ane Trungpa Rinpoche jene ngon she son ora tene de kaso la ane Trungpa Rinpoche lo chung chung gong lo chung chung yenpe kap la ane kande migi nama kande du sani Maungpa na Rinpoche ki gongcha na Trungpa Rinpoche dede dzeba tene gyachenpo de nangtubi na gongcha zhungson e de kapsa.
Tene ta te chitanga tanda nganzo changu gamba ta tene surmong la ndelwa mrak huma ni yepanda huche re la Trungpa kunti kyuba kap la tene Tati patsu gamba la nderwa chenpo chong ne. Tene Trungpa kunti chuchi pa. Kunu chung chung ka ne ngarang je nyo. Tika apsula ngarang la miksa la ke dhotan ta tene ja chenpo chung kare song pe ke tsorwa ndapu kanya ma chong. Pe yena ya tanda jangon kama pa kunti chutu pa jana la pepe kapsu. tene tumba rumbo che da nge bayo no kanga hyal jal war la tene ti capsule la tumba ti yin to manda wa ji yung re da su wa ga ka lap na war la ti capsule la ta ti jam kam pa ga su wa na yin ke tene je pa tan tene da chim ti du gu no chu du so ji in sa yo la tene ti capsule la tene yin to manda wa ji yung re ba so ba ga tene chorwan da bu tene on yo
There has been a connection between Surmong Monastery and Trangu Monastery for a long time. Actually, it's been going on for many generations. There was a good connection between the Surmong and the Trangu Monasteries. During the time of the 10th Trungpa Rinpoche, there was a lot of exchange and a very good connection between our two monasteries. And when the 11th Trungpa Rinpoche was young, I did have the opportunity to meet him. But when I met him, I didn't have any particular feeling at that time that he'd have such vast activity and bring such great benefit to so many beings. However, later, when the Gyalon Karmapa went to India, and
not
I also to China, excuse me. Okay, yes, when he went to China at that time, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche and I also met him at that time, and the Gyalon Karmapa said at that point, he is going to be a lama unlike any others and have activity unlike any others. And so at that time, this is something that the Gyalon Karmapa himself said at a time when Trungpa Rinpoche was maybe 16 years old or so. And so I did at that time then have that feeling, oh, he really is going to be unlike anyone else.
Along those lines, there's a wonderful story that you know, and if you could please tell us about Trungpa Rinpoche. Evidently, when you and he were young, he had a maybe from a mala around his neck that he wore on his protection cord, and that there was a mysterious incident where he lost it and he was with Rinpoche. And if he could tell us about that, please.
Dila ni Trungpa Rinpoche la ni kaso gulgenji logju chi irwa dine chutsemo sebe kaso di kaso la ni dine yanja nyene di logju chi dine sunga la
Tati logju nyimba marwe.
Isn't that an old story?
Ini Trungpa Rinpoche kan gol lah, ada cai nobu mana wajai, yore de, ini tikap sel, kembo kangkar kat ini semua de lah. Ini Trungpa Rinpoche kan gol lah, yopati lama kunting diri jendelang gol lah sulgi yore, di norbu ting gol lah sulgi yore, ini tadi gol lah suji tiri, tanda de, ada junsi kari risi na, ini tuh lah. Dongo ke nobu ti yapa sensi ketan tu lah. Tini ku kuma ti lah yang tinggal la surgi orang lah. Kunci jema ti tinggal la surgi orang. Tapa tinggal la kunci ramzian ke tinggal la surgi orang. Ti junsi ti yang dah tindik jere lah. Tini kasi mihi kini tinju ke cai juta macam bodo anak tua guru tu. Tindik mari tini ti sam je nobu ti tuk ni ijin je nobu ti tuk lah yapa sensi re lah. Tini gunlo chung chung ke kasar la tece kau kau la tuji kono lek luxu yore, jeet lo lek luxu yore la tini te loce la tini chuka la pe kuci te tini ti novu te tena lasong le tini ti jeet ni tini kong ke dangwa tenzo sen gum tende nang tu te la tini jeet ma yang nye damage ti novu ti nye ongu yore la tini ti jun sen tende si ne.
So So Trungpa Rinpoche did wear a very special, unusual jewel or gem around his neck. And so Kempo Gongchar told this story. And when Kempo Gongchar told this story, he said that the jewel that Trungpa Rinpoche wore around his neck was a sign that this is something that every incarnation of the Trungpa Rinpoche's wore. The previous one wore it, and this the next one wore it, and so it's, each of them wore it. And what's the sort of the reason or the meaning for wearing it? It's that they have the instructions on the realization of the mind. They have the achieve the realization, and so they wear this jewel of this. And so it's like a sign of having the instructions on the wish-fulfilling jewel of the mind. And each of the incarnations of the Trungpa Trulkus has worn this. And so for that reason, there are some people who didn't know anything about it who thought, okay, he wears that jewel because it's so valuable. But that's not it. Actually, it's the reason he wore it is because it's a symbol of the wish-fulfilling jewel of the wisdom mind. But you know, as happens when he was young, then being young, he sort of forgot that, forgot the realization of the mind, and he went swimming and playing in the water. He lost the jewel. And then when he lost the jewel, later he got the instructions on the nature of the mind, learned how to meditate, and then he found the jewel again. And so this is like the meaning of this jewel is that he has the realization of the nature of the mind. Okay, so this will be the last question.
My question was about, I'm not sure how to word this, with the teachings being kind of adapted to the West, sometimes I wonder about if they are as true to the original form. So I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about what are the most important things about the teachings to hold dear.
Konge kaukala di samantani undu kapsula and ne sanje ki temba di pad ne tsur ne nupchola ne dai undu kapsula di kaza di ngune ne sanje ki temba ngoma da indra min dragi na mina dobo da usagir de la de indu sambala ane ta chu ngoma ge kaza nenga cheshu de gecheshu de kainas. Well, to make it easy, it's just realizing the nature of your mind. And you know, if you know whatever dharma we're doing, it's a method to realize the nature of your mind. And so, if you have the realization of your mind, you've got the real dharma. And if you don't have the realization of your mind, you don't.
Deni tuji dumhalam naruji semba tarwata chue tarwata lomatam chigi chue nyamli yapuyongi melam jat naruji.
So now please make the dedication prayers, the aspiration prayers, that the teachings may flourish, the Dharma may flourish, and that all the students be able to practice.
May all attain omniscience, may it defeat the enemy of wrongdoing from the stormy waves of earth, all day, sickness and death, from any ocean of samsara, may I free all beings. By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of the radiant wisdom bloom. May the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled. May all beings enjoy profound brilliance.